Hey, what it do, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in. Another action-packed episode of the On Deck TV podcast is here, all right? Episode 273-ish. I'm going to fix that, man, before the end of the year, I promise. I'm going to have the right amount of episodes because I think we shorten ourselves, all right? But nevertheless, this is the Thanksgiving episode, all right? First of all, happy holidays to everybody and their family and all that good shit. You can post up, eat turkey, watch football, and go over what you're thankful for this year. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go over what we are thankful for in 2018 in hip-hop, all right? Of course, this episode is brought to you by Realville Media Group. Do me and Lou a favor. Go to realvillemedia.com and check out all the things associated with the site.
And all of the shows on the network that you should be thankful for, starting out with FSP. That's the Full Sport Press Podcast. You got Jay Hove. You got Coach Easley or Mr. Easley over there doing his thing, and you also have How Weezy producing that thing. Check out Full Sport Press. New episodes of Fresh for Dummies, brand new issue for you. Jay Hove, Animal Brown, letting you know what to check for and the latest in fashion. So make sure you check that out. We'd be thankful over here at Realville Media if you did that. And check out The Ladies Room, brand new podcast for them coming up soon. Also, Copper Drop on YouTube and everything else that we got to offer you. We appreciate you rocking with us. Brand new episode right now.
What it do, what the business is.
We're back. Another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown. If you are looking for me on social media, it's really simple. Animal_Brown, all right? That's Twitter, Instagram, and Snap.
And I am Spike Lou on all of those sites, a.k.a. your favorite podcaster's favorite podcaster.
Yeah,
that's it. You can hate if you want. You can hate if you want, but I'm going to pull the AKAs back. Your favorite podcaster's favorite podcaster is sitting here.
Womp, 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 womp. I need the sound effects, J-Ho.
No. You just need to get on board. Podfather and the Pod God had been taken.
So. Yeah, that's all with for them.
Pod God is killing.
That's hard, though. I ain't going to lie. What you have on deck for the weekend?
Man, I went to go see Widows.
Okay. Put you on that. Told you to go see that. How was it?
Need to go see it? It was okay. It's worth going to see.
Okay.
Not if you paying $17 per ticket, though.
Is it matinee?
Yeah, it's definitely a matinee. Okay. Go see. Right. Daniel Kula from Get Out?
Yeah.
Absolutely bodied it. He's worth
a villain, though, right?
Yeah, he worth the price of admission. Him and okay. Paperboy off of Atlanta.
Stop.
Yeah, they play brothers. Stop. That's all I'm going to give you.
Stop.
But him and Paperboy off of Atlanta are the villains, and they worth the price of admission all day. Well, Paperboy really wasn't in there that much.
I ain't going to lie. I like seeing people that, well, you know where they got their big break from, and then you start seeing them getting roles and shit. That'd be dope.
Yeah, you could tell both of those guys are really good actors. Before we get into your weekend.
Okay.
Got a little giveaway for the people.
Okay.
Shout out our guys over at Beard Organics. You didn't want to share the love, so I had to reach out myself.
Yeah, no, I need all that.
Yeah, exactly. So my package is on the way.
Okay.
For you guys that want a package, he's having a Black Friday giveaway.
Dope.
Go to beardorganics.com. Put in the promo code on deck. Save you 10%.
Nice.
Also, when you go there, he'll tell you how to subscribe and how to get in for the giveaway for Black Friday and get your beard on smash.
Yeah, you need it.
Yeah. Yeah, you try to monopolize it. A little beard promo and in game. We end up.
You need it so bad.
You don't want me to hawk you. You don't want me. I don't want me to be Philly out here.
You Paul Pierce.
Think of a good beard name. You Paul Pierce.
You Paul Pierce with the beard.
No way. clutch like Paul Pierce.
Shout out to Beard Organics. That's my guys, real people right there.
Yes, sir.
Man, I ain't do too much this weekend. I wanted to catch that Widows, but I got caught up in some other shit. Mm.
You got, man. You couldn't find a parking space at Atlantic Station.
Man, Atlantic Station was shitty.
I went right and parked, first of all.
Atlantic Station was shitty.
I pulled right in the parking lot and I parked. I don't know what you was talking about.
Shit.
They were lighting the Christmas tree. Did you know that?
Yes. That's where all the people were down there.
I didn't know
so many people got this excited over lighting a fucking Christmas tree.
They had fireworks and Christmas trees.
I saw the fireworks, too.
You've seen the fireworks.
But I ain't do nothing. I almost went to the Drake show. That was a game time decision. I almost went Sunday, and I heard that was the best night, too.
I bet that hurt your feelings. Lil Baby came out Sunday, I think.
Well, then I'm glad I didn't go to the Sunday show.
You need
then.
Lil Baby in your life.
He came out Friday. Hey, but you know what? No, I respect Lil Baby because he came out Friday to the show and then drove to Nashville and did a club appearance Friday night.
That's real.
I said, damn.
Get them three. I don't know if he drove, but get
well, I mean, you know, he got to Nashville very quickly.
Ticket Southwest ain't but $60 right now.
That's true. That's true. So he, hey, he
ain't
may have flown.
Him nothing, you know, hey, get the. I like that.
He hustling, getting them bags. I can't do nothing but respect that.
He's one young guy that's killing the game. Yeah, he is. Other young guys got a lot of shit on their plate right now. Would love to be in a little baby position.
This is true, man. Let's get. Oh well, hold on.
Okay.
Before we get to the topics, rest in peace, Kim Porter. Puff's mother of two. Three of his children?
The matriarch of the Combs family.
Yeah, that's a big L, and that's some slaw.
Mrs. Porter.
Yeah.
Our condolences go out to both the kids, all the kids.
Of course.
And Puff. Puff's pretty broken up about it.
As he should be.
Yeah, you know. So, condolences to them.
Much respect. All right, man, let's get to this money here.
Let's get to the foolishness now.
Tekashi, man, we got to start it off with him.
Tekashi?
We have to. Following the news of Tekashi firing his whole team and distancing himself from Treyway, which was his label.
He did what? Distancing?
Yeah, that's a hard word to say for me. He was arrested along with his management on 6 counts, the most serious count being discharging a firearm while committing a crime, which carries a minimum of 25 years in New York. Now, feds believe 6ix9ine pulled an armed robbery with his team in April, along with his ex-manager Shoddy. The indictment list has 17 counts dating back to 2013. My question is, what do you make of this entire situation? Crazy.
Well, not you. I don't think you did it any justice by saying he had how many charges? Did you say
the 17 counts?
17 counts. He's, now. Yeah. When you start racking up charges like that and it's an ongoing criminal thing, they charge you with racketeering and you get hit with the RICO.
Yep.
The feds like 98% prosecuting RICO cases.
Yeah, they step
forward. So ain't no taking it to trial,
that.
Ain't no getting no good lawyer. What I think about it is, I mean, the rooster finally came home to roost. Like, we have been saying for a long time on this show, the energy that you put out there, you're going to get that back eventually. It may not come in, may not come from where you expect it, but it's going to come. You have to pay consequences. And these are the consequences in which we see. One of the good points that I heard that was brought up was by Ebro, and you said, well, by Ebro, when he said nobody in his clique stepped up and was like, nah, we don't want you going, doing the armed robbery with us because you are the meal ticket.
Right.
We were saying that shit when the nigga sprung on the little guy back in Dallas.
That's true.
Like, who with you in the mall letting you sprang on some little kid for coming up to you? We had been saying that back then. Like, they wasn't removing him from the situations that he needed to be removed from. And that was going to come back to bite them, and it has. Now, it's a little deeper than, you know, just him getting locked up with the racketeering and the RICO charges. What did you think about all of that, though?
I thought it was very interesting that the timing of all of this, not only we were going to have him on the, I mean, not have him on the show, but we were going to talk about him on the show because he fired his whole team, and our conversation would have been completely different. It would have turned into hey, do you think this is him kind of wisening up, smartening up, going in the right direction? Mm-hmm. That escalated very quickly when the feds knocked on his door. So I don't know. You have to think that it was a coincidence that he fired his manager and two associates.
Hell no, there was no coincidence.
So he knew the walls were closing
in. Hell yeah. The police reached out to him and told him to turn himself in.
Yeah, because they were
too, because he was in danger because they had their phones tapped.
Yep.
And they was hearing on their taps that they were going to violate him. Now, I have a theory.
Okay.
And we were talking about when Tekashi was in 6ix9ine. Well, excuse me. Damn.
Whoa.
When Tekashi 6ix9ine was in Chicago, and he made the infamous video on the famous street in Chicago, and they were like, well, how did this happen?
Old block.
Right. And I brought it up then that Ari Emanuel is the brother of the mayor of Chicago. Who is Ari Emanuel? Ari Emanuel is co-CEO of the biggest agency, William & Morris,
okay,
in entertainment, period.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people are speculating that the reason Tekashi has risen so quickly is because he got those two big batteries in his back. One being Ari Emanuel, and the other one being Elliot Grange.
Right.
Now, Elliot is the guy that he was meeting with when the shit popped off
at the restaurant.
At the restaurant.
Yeah, he's the son of the Warner Brothers music dude who owns Warner Brothers.
He
music.
Owns Warner.
Oh, Universal. Brothers. Excuse me.
Yeah, Universal. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna put two and two together, and you say, okay, well, why? Well, they claimed that the manager Shotty was trying to get to Tekashi when he was having that dinner.
He thought he was getting boxed out like Dame
exactly.
Dash.
Exactly. Yeah. So why would he be so upset and so mad and trying to violate him in such a way if he didn't feel like Ari and Emmanuel telling him, I mean, Ari Emmanuel and Elliot Grange telling him, look, they got you as far as they can get you.
Yeah.
Come on over here with the winning team. You see what we do with William and Morris. My pops is the owner of Universal. You ain't gonna have no problems. What you need a nigga like Shotty for?
Right.
You gonna find out what you need a nigga like Shotty for now. You in the feds.
Listen, So a lot of people wanted to reference the Breakfast Club interview that he had, and there was a little bit of foreshadowing in there when he said that the two things that he feared most were God and the feds.
Because he had already got that letter.
But I watched the interview, and I thought the statement right before that was the most interesting.
What's that?
He had mentioned that there were five or six Fed cars outside of his crib.
Trying to protect him.
But he didn't seem paranoid as if the walls were closing in and I got 3 days of free time left. He didn't come off like that in that interview. He was his normal, braggadocious, I'm the hottest thing in New York. My album's about to drop here. It's right. All fire. Like he showed no signs of being concerned about anything. So I thought that was very interesting that he mentioned the feds being in front of his crib. He mentioned that he was deathly afraid of them. Mm-hmm. And then 2 days later, they're knocking on his door, taking him in custody. He may not see the light of day again.
I think that's from the training that he's getting from the William and Morris. And the
now you put too much on them now.
No,
you
I'm saying,
too
much on them. Bro, these people, this is like Tom Cruise. And these are big ass, like they deal with this shit.
Gotcha.
They deal with big
crisis
ass
management
exactly.
And shit.
So they telling him exactly how he need to play it. You need to go on the biggest platform in hip hop, talk about this stuff, let everybody know, including the feds, that you got rid of these niggas.
Yeah.
These niggas ain't running with you.
Oh, you saying they call that play?
Yeah, we know you going to jail for it. We can't do nothing about the indictment, but at least in front of a judge, have all of this shit to help you with bail. Which they thought was gonna happen. Nah, you ain't getting no bail, bro. Like, he still thought shit was sweet. I think that he thought he was braggadocious and what you said, because he's still under the impression that he can shuck this out.
He untouchable.
Yeah, he's still under the impression that the Instagram shit and the YouTube shit is gonna fly. Nah, this is unless all of this is a shuck, because he does have an album coming out Friday.
This is true.
So unless all of it's a shuck, which I don't, I really,
yeah, no,
I really
stop.
Don't think you can do
out of all of the publicity stunts, yeah, having the feds book you in,
yeah,
and you shackled from head to toe in court, that's not a publicity stunt.
I don't think that's a publicity stunt. So I say that to say he's being coached through this. And I feel like that interview was him being coached through this, and they thought the outcome would at least be from what he's did lately, I fired my whole team and I'm going to get bail. Mm-hmm. No, buddy, you ain't getting nothing.
Do you think Ebro was petty for giving him the You Played Yourself segment on Hot 97?
Him and Ebro beefed, though, right?
Yeah.
Nah. I mean, because the writing was on the wall, and Ebro Ebro does this because I think Ebro make more stuff about him than he do the people that he's talking to. So right, I feel like I'm going to hop on this Tekashi bandwagon and people talking about it because I know it's going to get played in the clips. But Fat Joe told him this.
Yeah.
Joe Budden told him this indirectly.
Right.
Charlamagne told him this.
We told him this.
We said this. Everybody's been telling him this, and all he had to do was listen and be like, you know what, maybe I need to take a step back. But then, is he as famous as he gotten without the Treyway people? Like,
listen,
it's a give and a take. So what could he have taken away to still be this big?
He said he was getting 100,000 a show.
Yeah,
are you listening to Ebro if you're getting 100,000 a show doing what you do? I'm not gonna give a shit what Ebro talking about.
You right.
I don't give a shit what Charlamagne talking about.
See, now that's when you fucking up though. Because it can be Ebro and you can say, all right, I don't give a shit. And then you hear somebody like Charlamagne saying, you can say, I don't give a shit. But then you hear like it started to be repetitive as to people who are older than you, seeing more shit than you seen. I telling you, hey, young blood, this ain't the way to go.
And
you have to start take heed to that or you end up in a situation in the end.
This reminds me so much of Bobby Shmurda.
It's
a sign,
yeah.
So, and I'm not even saying that Bobby Shmurda was troll. That's what I'm saying.
Well, tried to.
So I had to look up Rico and racketeering because, man, I haven't heard the word racketeering since like fucking like throwback, like I don't know, 80s movies.
I listen to mob podcasts. I hear it all the time.
Yeah, that's old. Mobs are old shit, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just whatever it is.
So basically, racketeering is when they say you call in the plays that led to an violence. An ongoing
criminal organization that you are part of.
Man, that's do that not sound like GS9 and Bobby Shmurda and Rowdy Rebel and company?
Yeah.
They gave them football jersey numbers, D lineman numbers.
Especially if you rapping about it.
That's it. You run in the block. So, okay, now that leads to my next question then. Shout out to J2 Live on IG.
Mm-hmm.
He brought up a very good point. He said, how much do you think people like DJ Academics are responsible for this? Because they put the batter in his back. Mm. They put the gas on the fire. There was a stretch when Academics was posting about Tekashi as if he was signed to his label, dude. Mm. Like, it was every day on his feed, gassing it, pumping it. How much of that, and there's a reason why we don't talk about stuff in the manner in which some other people do.
Yep.
It's because of situations like this. But do you think he's responsible at all for any of this, or is he free and clear?
He free and clear.
What?
And, yeah, and the reason that I say that, you say we don't do it because of the taste factor.
Yeah, we not, that shit ain't kosher whack.
He may have the same taste, but guess what? He getting a check. Universal calling him and they like, hey,
so he
do
sold
this.
Out then.
That's fine. He don't care that he gotcha. Sold out. We ain't necessarily on the same cut of the same cloth as him. So I say yes because he just doing his job. Because I don't think that he going on there just giving his opinion. I think that somebody calls him and they like, hey, talk about Tekashi. You the hottest person on the net. You the person that does this. We gonna cut this check for you just like an ad. We gonna do
like
this
sponsor.
For you. We gonna do this for you. You just make sure you keep his name hot. And I think that's why they were able to have such a good relationship, because it was money coming in from him talking about those things. And if it, I definitely believe it came directly from them. But then if it ain't, it's coming from the streams. It's coming from everybody True. Clicking on his page because he talking about Tekashi. So I am gonna sit next to him in his pool because people know I'm cool with him. So when something happened, even though I ain't talked to him, people got the perception that we this cool. So they coming to my page first.
Right, of course. Listen, that's what people do in a relationship. Yeah, so what the other person can do for you.
Yeah, I don't blame him for that though. Like that's just his job. Like that's what academics signed up for.
You have a choice.
Mm.
You don't have to put the spotlight on the rainbow hair colored gangbanger.
Listen, bro, if he talking about conscious niggas in North Carolina, no disrespect to North Carolina, but if he talking about that, like, who's gonna listen?
I get it. It's the tabloid shit that gets all the clicks.
I can't blame Act for that. I think Act get a bad rap.
Nah,
sometimes.
It's trash. Yeah, because it's tabloid chatty patty shit. That's why though.
But I
and
like,
then plus he made jokes about Chicago and
yeah,
that's
why
people
was
pressing.
I feel like since he got checked by the people from Chicago, that he's kind of taking a stance as to, I'm just going to report what I've been told. I ain't going to go off the, well, he shouldn't have got shot, and ha ha, this is funny that he's dead. I don't check for him. I don't watch his channel, but I'm assuming that he ain't been doing that with Tekashi. What has he?
I don't know.
I just feel like that he's, whatever information y'all feed me, I'm going to put it out there because y'all are paying me for it. I feel like that's what Act doing.
I just think he used him because he was hot, not necessarily getting a check for him.
Nah, I think he's getting
shit. You got to know when you're Academics and you know, when you look at Tekashi, look at him, dude.
Yeah.
He's got 6'9" tattooed on his face with rainbow hair color with straps and red flags and all this. You know people are going to be looking at this shit. So what I'm going to do, the whole world might not be on it yet, but I see where it's going. I'm going to take that shit. I'm going to post it on my page. And when all this shit go down and the crazy shit, I'm going to post it on my page. I'm going to keep doing it because I can see around the corner that this dude is going to be like a fucking, he's going to be polarizing. You're not going to be able to look away.
Yeah, I mean, I thought you were going to say, see around the corner that something bad was going to happen to him.
Nah.
I don't think the Act knew that, because I think the Act is just
he look green, though.
Yeah, he green and just as oblivious as to what was going to happen in 6ix9ine was.
Is it over for 6ix9ine?
Yeah.
Mm.
Because, I mean, at this point, there are two ways out. He can stay.
Define out.
Well, out of this situation in particular.
Like, no jail time out?
No.
Oh.
He going to jail.
Okay.
He going to jail most definitely, but he can cut that time down. If he snitches, and I think that's
when
why
he snitches,
I think that's why he's being targeted. The reason that you put RICO charges, it was one of the texts that I got with, like, why would they hit him with a RICO charge? He ain't no kingpin. He ain't killed nobody. That's the reason, in my opinion, that you put a RICO charge on him. Somebody that's not built for this, it's gonna be looking at 25 to life, thinking I can't do that.
Right.
Who do I need to tell on? Where do I sign up for witness protection? How do I get out of this? And I think that's what's gonna happen with 6ix9ine. He might have been there when they arm robbed somebody, but he ain't doing arm robbing.
Allegedly. Right.
He might have been around when the guns was going off in Madison Square or Times Square or whatever it was they were shooting at, Barclay. But he wasn't doing the shooting.
Right.
All of that means when the police put him in that room, and he can say, well, I didn't do anything. And that's what.
Well, then who did then?
That's one thing I want to say. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what green niggas that ain't used to shit get the perception of, well, I can be around this as long as I'm not doing nothing. The police going to know that, and then they'll let me go. No.
No.
You going with them. Just because you was there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how I feel like the situation he's in. So, his way out was, one, he going to have to tell, or two, he got to sit there and do that bid. Like, it's one of them two things. But if he tell, there ain't no more rapping.
No,
because ain't nobody checking for that no more.
No, he's not going to be out. He's still doing, he just got on probation for that child sex case, and that judge told him.
If you piss
in the grass and come through my courtroom, you doing time, like, straight up. And that wasn't nothing but 4 or 5 months ago. Man, it's they got wiretaps and everything, bro.
You like, feel bad for him?
I do, because he's young and dumb and don't know no better. I feel bad for him, bro. You can't help but feel bad for dude, fam. He don't know. Mm. He looking at the fame and the money. They read off his bread in court. What was he sitting on, about 1.7?
Yeah,
cash?
1.7 million in his account.
In his account today, he 21, 22, 1.7 in cash, but you can't. He sold his soul for the tattoos and the hair to be on, and he got on, and it was just short. It was just short-lived. Mm. So, I mean, people warned him, but, man, if he was a grown man, I'd understand a little more, but now I feel sorry for him, bro. That shit's sad, bro.
It's a learning lesson for guys out here.
His manager, too, they bred his bread off. He had $60,000 in the account. The Treyway dude. The shoddy guy.
That's why he was trying to violate him. Tell him, like, you're going to get super violent. I'm down to 60K.
That's old.
We supposed to be eating. You canceling shows and shit.
That's wild. Oh, man, that's interesting how that shit going to play out.
Very,
man.
Very interesting. I have a strange feeling we will be revisiting this.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, man, moving on. Let's go to Wale, man. We ain't talked about him in a minute.
Thankfully.
The MMG member has been relatively quiet this year, man, but he made a little noise on Twitter the other day when he announced his next album will hopefully be his last. He tweeted his album is almost done and that he hopes to get out of the game with a little bit of sanity. Do you think Wale would actually retire from rap?
Yes, I do. Mm. I think that Wale is looking at Joe Budden and he's looking at that lane and trying to figure out what it is that he could be exceptionally good at, because Wale talks very well. He's very entertaining.
He can get his point across.
He definitely gets his point across. I don't know if it's going to be wrestling or fashion or something of that nature.
Right.
But I do think that as undervalued as Wale feels his music is, and the boisterous person that Wale is, he can't take that. Like, it irks his soul that people don't mention him with Drake and mention him with J. Cole as much as they should. Because, I mean, he's just as lyrically talented as they are, but nobody really checking for that format.
For
that
sure.
That spoken word type of thing. So I do think that he would be like, fuck it, I'm out. I'm going to go do, I've made money, I'm not broke, and I can go do stuff based off my likeness from rapping. I don't think that he'll give it up completely, like, let's say, a Joe Budden.
But I don't think
that we'll hear another album if he sticks to this for a long time, and maybe two or three offs or something like that. But I believe him. I think he's serious.
99% of the time, I don't believe when a rapper says they're retiring.
Uh-huh.
Lloyd Banks said it earlier this year, and then he unretired the same day.
I was going to say, hadn't he been retired? Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Jeezy said this, his next album is his last. I don't believe it.
Jeezy said that?
Yes, he said that 104 is going to be his last. Waka Flocka just said he was retiring the other day.
Jeezy should have stopped 2 albums, to be honest.
That's a good, fair point. 99% of the time, I'm not biting. We've heard it a million times. But, for Wale, though, you know what? I think it'd actually be good for him.
All of them people slick washed, though, you know.
Now, they passed their prime. That's all.
It's washed.
Yeah, true.
That's what washed means.
That's exactly what washed
it's
means.
Washed.
I understand why he feels unappreciated, though.
You understand it?
No, I do. But what kicked this off was, see, Clark Kent had retweeted.
Yeah, he said he was waiting on that Wale.
No, he retweeted Complex list that had the 10 most influential celebrities in sneakers culture, and Wale wasn't on the list. And so Clark Kent retweeted and said, "Where's Wale?" And that's why he asked that. And so I get it. Wale is tired of being unappreciated. You would tell, if your partner was at a 9-to-5 when he was doing all of the work and getting no raise, he wasn't getting no looks, mm-hmm. he wasn't getting no promotion, and he came to you and was like, man, what the fuck should I do? You would tell him to get the fuck out of that job or industry or something and find another lane. I think that Wale needs to do that. Trinidad James has made a nice little niche for himself. That's- he works at Complex doing a little shoe show that they got. Huh. It works for him.
Interesting.
Joe Budden is now a media personality. Nicki Minaj is testing the waters with the radio and shit. Like,
God help us.
You have to do stuff like that if you're Wale, because he's too talented of a cat, but he's a creative. So I know that's going to also hurt him inside if he can't create. That's what's going to be hard for him. But he's tweeted about rapping before. He tweeted about rapping, man, probably like 2 or 3 months ago. I mean, excuse me. Retiring. He tweeted about retiring about 2 or 3 months ago. So I believe him, dude. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And I do think after this last one, he gonna fulfill his little MMG options, and he out of there.
Ain't no MMG options.
Yeah, he signed the MMG and no, Universal right now. When he left Atlantic, he did a part of
him. There are no MMG options. Yeah,
it's MMG and Universal.
Ain't no MMG no more, man.
Tough. It is. I know you like to say it's not, but it is.
When y'all gonna realize there is no such thing as MMG?
When that meat come out on the 30th, it's gonna say Maybach Music Group on the back.
It's
gonna say Dream Chasers, and that's it.
What is it? Universal. That's what it's going to say. It's going to say Universal.
It's going to say Maybach Music Group.
I'm willing to bet you on it. I am willing to bet you.
But yeah, Wale finna hang it up, though.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we're in agreement on that. I definitely think that, like, pretty much everything you said, Wale, it irks him so much that this don't, like, he ain't.
It should, though.
Jay-Z.
Well, he's talented. That's and fine. He's unappreciated. A lot of the shit he says and does goes over people's head. Like, dude got a nice resume and a very nice discography.
All right, so live
people
off
like
that.
You hate.
I don't hate him. I just don't acknowledge him. So
that's even worse.
It irks him even more. So
like, that's even worse.
Ain't nothing for me to hate on with Wale. Like, I acknowledge that he can rap and stuff, but I'm just like with the shoe thing, what you said, like, what?
Nah, he got to do that, though. Yeah. He'd be perfect for something.
Nah, he
like
would.
That.
He definitely would be. I probably would be a fan of Wale in another format, to be honest. To be completely honest, because I like his personality. I think he's a funny dude.
Shout out to Wale, man. I hope he don't retire. He made good music, man. Fuck that. I need more good music.
You need more spoken word?
No.
You know what you need? You need more snaps?
I'm going to tell you what I don't need more of, man. This next topic, man. First of all, rest in peace, Stan Lee. I'm a huge Marvel fan. We didn't mention that last week. Now Master P season opening and wants to take advantage. He's getting into the comic book game.
Stan Lee been dead 15 years. Just
stop. Don't do Stanley any kind of way. That's a legend.
1,000 years old.
That's a legend. P has started Vim Comics, V-I-M, with his daughter Symphonique. P and family attended the LA Comic Con, and he discussed diversity, ownership, and branding in the comic book space. Are you here for a Master P comic?
I'm not here for Stan Lee's comics.
Yeah, that's a damn shame.
I damn sure ain't trying to see the eyes of Eska.
That's what it's called?
Yes, that's the name of the comic book series, The Eyes of Eska. And guess what? Mm. They're going to make a movie. The movie adaptation. And here's the press release for it.
Okay.
From the comic book and novel Eyes of Eska comes the highly anticipated screenplay adaptation.
Oh, yeah.
Starring Symphonique Miller. Who? So, no.
Symphonique?
Whatever.
Jesus.
Did you see how it's spelled?
Yes. Okay. Spelled like Symphonique, motherfucker.
Spelled like syphilis. That's what it's spelled like. But I mean, no, I say this all the time. When P pops back up with a new venture, I'm not mad at Master P per se, because this is how he got this rich. And who am I to tell the damn near billionaire how to manage his affairs? With that being said, as a fan, as someone that was raised off your music, I just want you to, like, do a documentary, do good movies, link up with people who can tell you what's relevant today, and keep you out of Comic-Con, and keep you away from shit that got you looking like you washed out here.
That's the problem, though. Telling P what's relevant is causing him to go down these paths.
No,
somebody
is lying to him, telling him that he can be Marvel.
No,
he can't.
He sees what Black Panther did, and being behind the
curve.
Stop
right there.
No, but
stop right there.
But that's the problem. And this is, we did a 1998 episode last week.
Yeah.
When P was ahead of the curve and was doing revolutionary shit, like dropping shit every week, quality shit, with the promo for the next album in the linear notes. When you open the CD, that bam, you get hit with the next album that come out next week. Right. And the person who came out next week was usually on the hardest song on that. Like, that's marketing genius shit.
Yeah, but so
in 2018,
though, bro.
No, but no, this is my pride. In 2018, though, and P's a hustler.
Yeah.
So he sees the black superhero getting all this shine, and it's the one and only one that's really getting looks nowadays. So he thinks, shit, at a hustler mentality, let me get into the comic book lane. I can make a couple of calls and have somebody draw some shit. I went on their fucking IG. I could have drawn that shit, dude. P, what are you doing, bro?
That's why I say somebody who's, like, aware of the times. Like doing this and signing these random people who are okay but just not really talented, and you think just because they linking with you they gonna pop, doing these fucking comic books. Like, a real hustler knows where to apply their hustle,
right?
And I feel like that he's kind of off his mark now, since he was so good in music and got that one of a kind deal. And he has been the only person that has been able to release music in such a fashion in which he did.
Right.
All of that's fine. Michael Jordan was the best basketball player, but he went to go play baseball for 2 years. And I think Master P's baseball stint is lasting a little bit longer than all of us wanted to.
Dude.
Come back. Come back to basketball, P.
No, he didn't hang it
in
up.
In your case, music. No, I mean, there's still stuff that he can do. We don't need him gone.
No, he can hang it up.
No,
I'm saying
listen,
it.
Listen, man. There is a format out there that only one person has done and made successful. He don't need to hang nothing up. He need to figure out how to apply that to today. He need to get with people that are good, that are relevant. Quit trying to get free work. Quit trying to get fucking Fat Trail and Alley Boy and niggas to do work for free, which they're not going to do because they not in the position not to eat.
Right.
Work with people who can do shit without getting paid and actually apply your vision instead of trying to get a little check from motherfuckers like a month or two down the road. That's retarded.
He finna reinvent himself and do a comic book a week like he did in 98. I mean, I don't want to hear or see this shit. I don't want to see I Got the Hookup 2. I don't want to see the 8 other movies that he claimed that he got on deck next year, bro.
Because he's doing B-list shit. If I Got the Hookup 2 was tied to Kevin Hart, you'd be all in.
Of course.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. Like, he need to figure out how to get back in them rooms with A-list people, because, I mean, he was one once upon a time. But
was
like,
he though?
P wasn't A-list.
I mean, I'm saying, like, I'm about it won an A-list movie.
Nah,
let's be
before.
Honest.
That wasn't A-list P, though. I'm talking about, like,
what, Nickelodeon?
I'm talking about Lance Don. Yeah, that's A-list P.
I'm
talking about Lance Don through there. Like, yeah, P could have got a meeting with damn near anybody he wanted. He need to figure out how to get that back. How do you get in a room with Kevin Hart? Like, if I had Got the Hookup 2, had Tiffany Haddish in there. Like, anything that shows that you know what's going on in today's times and not fucking bringing out comic books of, man, it says that this is a mix of Star Wars, Avengers, and Shape of Water. How?
Oh my God.
How, Sway?
That's slow.
Come on, man.
P, you letting me down, man. And I know there's 20-year-olds listening right now that think we're ultra washed because we're talking about P and showing him so much attention. Go listen to the 1998 episode and you'll understand why.
23 albums in a year.
23 albums in a year. Like, bro.
First nigga I seen with gold ceilings on cribs.
That's a fact. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment.
Man, listen.
So yeah, I'm hot about that. He letting me down right now, and that's blowing it. Before we hit this music break, have you ever had the police called on you for reciting rap lyrics?
Yes.
Okay, well, you have something in common with a Spring Hill, Tennessee man who was in his backyard on his phone talking to his brother, talking LeBron, basketball and shit.
Allegedly.
And he quoted Jay-Z and said, "I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one." Mm. A neighbor overheard that and called the police, thinking that the man was beating his fiance, who, by the way, was upstairs taking a bath. Cops pulled up with guns drawn before they realized it was all a misunderstanding. Is it fair or foul for the neighbor to call the police?
Man, that's foul. He all in that man business. It's probably a black man. He don't want him living next to him. He done called Spring Hill police on it. Spring Hill is a city right outside of Nashville.
Yeah, man.
We're
shout
familiar
out Nashville.
With there. I went there in high school.
Okay.
Play football game though.
You watch the football game.
Play the football game now. I had the biggest running back I ever seen in my life, by the way.
And he trucked your ass.
Probably. Dude was a monster. With that being said, Spring hit about 30 minutes outside of Nashville. At that football game?
Yep.
I think we were the people on my team were the only black people there. Right. And the people on their team. I don't think that this was a good situation for the guy quoting the Jay-Z lyrics in his backyard anyway. Luckily, he didn't get shot because the police realized what was going on because the nigga was still on the phone.
Yeah, they pulled there. Up and was like.
They heard him talking too. They was like, oh, this nigga just a ratchet.
Right. What, first of all, if I'm LeBron and I heard this news, what was said in which the statement, I got 99 problems with a bitch ain't one came right. up? I need to know that. That's number one.
I think he's just trying to cover because his chick was upstairs. He's
that's
trying
a good
to make
point.
Sure.
That nigga wasn't talking about no damn LeBron.
Nigga, I wouldn't talk about no goddamn LeBron. Yeah, nigga, get out of here.
He wasn't talking about no motherfucking LeBron.
But the police realized that he had been swatted, though.
He had been swatted?
Yeah, that's the name of it, swatted.
What is that?
So swatted is when someone calls the police and gives them your address.
Okay.
And they give them your address and say you're trying to kill somebody or you have a bomb or something crazy is going on at your residence and the police and the SWAT team.
Mm.
This happened to Tariq Nasheed.
I remember
not
that.
Not too long ago because he was fucking with the gamer people online. Word to the wise. Don't fuck with the gamer people.
Nah, let them live.
They know how to hack shit and got all kind of stuff going on. So this happened. The police dude told him he had been swatted.
Okay. How do you live next to your neighbor after that?
You don't. You got to make him move. You got to make it treacherous on him. I'm banging that Jay,
hey, Jay
every morning.
Jay got to hear this and send him a vinyl or something. Yeah, that. What was
big,
that on?
Black album? Yeah, you got to send him the vinyl, black album, and the big
sign.
Big boy speaker set.
Yeah, the big dog speaker set.
You want to listen all over here, nigga? I'm setting up microphones, stereos, all over on your side of the yard since you want to hear so bad.
Hey, I listened to that American Gangsta over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Change your feelings about it?
That motherfucker,
think it's a classic,
that motherfucker is so banging. Like, it's so banging.
It is.
God damn, man. If y'all ain't heard that in a minute, man, please revisit that for the culture.
If it weren't for that Hello Brooklyn.
The Hello Brooklyn banging.
No, it's not.
What?
Hello Brooklyn, some slaw.
Wayne Ripped? What are you talking about? The Blue Magic is probably the weakest song on there.
The Blue Magic banging.
On that note.
With the Pharrell?
Yes.
Oh, that's banging. The video was hard.
The video was hard.
Bang it, I'm mad at you.
I like the song, but it's probably the weakest one out of all. Because it ain't got the soul sample. I'm just biased to the soul samples.
Blue, but Hello Brooklyn was the fastest song on there.
Hello Brooklyn. If I might have a daughter, it didn't even fit on there. Guess what I'm going to call her.
He should have put that shit on the mixtape or something.
That shit banging. All right, man. Let's go to a song break. Hopefully, this is just as good. You picked it. If it's not, Blueface. Okay.
I picked it for a specific reason. We'll talk about that when we get back. But one thing.
Okay.
Let me tell y'all about Blueface before you even get into this and try to judge me for this.
Too late.
Too late for you. For the rest of the people out there with level heads, there is a tweet going around about this guy Blueface. And what it said was, I thought that E-40 and Silk the Shocker had a problem catching the beat and then were like, fuck it, until I heard Blueface. So y'all tell me what y'all think, because those are two of the most offbeat niggas in the history of rap. And they said he barbecuing them being offbeat.
This should be good.
But he's allegedly the hottest thing in L.A. right now.
We're about to find out, man. This new joint is called DM. Let's hear it. Bitch with a DM. Ain't got a dime, let a bitch hoe see me. Timmy talking for a nigga want some beef in. 5 bands and that's just for the weekend. I can crack any bitch with a DM. Ain't got a dime, let a bitch hoe see me. Timmy talking for a nigga want some beef in. 5 bands and that's just for the weekend. 5 bands and that's just for the weekend. Weekend. Kansas City in my blood when I'm chiefing. I don't go off the beat, bitch, I y'all fuck. I'm an asshole, I get paid just to talk shit. Blowing bands regular day at the office. 30 in my 40 better make a nigga dance. 30 my 40 turn a hater to a fan. Couple bands, 2 dicks in my pants. 40 Glock nose long as a burrito. Start every song like I'm finna sing with the Beatles. Blueface, baby. I'm what the game has been missing. I can say the same thing and still sound different. Yeah, you been rapping, I just do this for the weekend. You still trying to crack a bitch in my DM. I do 5 bands just for the weekend. That was just for the weekend. I can crack any bitch with a DM. Ain't got a dime, let a bitch. Hey, that was Young Blueface. With DM. How you feel about that?
I respect his cripping.
What?
I respect his cripping.
That's it. The hell?
If you don't respect his cripping, I hope you're ready to get shot at.
That song wasn't that bad though.
The song really wasn't that bad. So this guy's from Cali.
Okay.
I think it's somewhere near LA. And I came across this song in his profile because he had got in a shootout on the highway.
Damn.
Shootout on the highway over a road rage incident, allegedly. He has been since released from jail and back in the recording studio. But when asked about the alleged shooting, he told the reporter, "Cuz didn't respect his Crippin."
Oh, man.
So he popped at him.
Oh, my goodness.
So I just had to get Blueface on here.
Put some respect on his Crippin, is what you're saying.
Hey, respect his Crippin. Before you even, what do you think about it?
It wasn't that bad, though, for what it was. Like a little, I could hear that like on the West Coast, like in a club song or something. I ain't mad at that.
Hey, y'all.
Believe it or not.
Remember, also, if you want to submit your songs and you listen to the show, not just get your people to submit your song and you don't listen to the show, but if you want to submit your songs and we give you feedback on it, feel free on DeckTV@gmail.com.
Most definitely. All right, man. It's Thanksgiving, man. First of all, happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Eat good.
Yep. Happy holidays to those.
All that good shit.
You're eating like vegan turkey.
Nah, hell nah.
You eating vegan turkey?
I'm getting the sides, man. Side
all
meal.
Sides.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So you eat milk and cheese and shit?
Milk and
that's dairy.
I mean, yeah, I don't eat milk. Who the fuck? When last time you drunk milk?
I mean, like, what, dairy? And you know they use milk. You know they use milk and cheese, right?
You're aware of that. The only time I do cheese is on pizza.
Like butter, stuff like that?
No, I use, I can't believe it's not butter.
Mm. All right, enough of your little vegan moment.
You done now? You want to know what the fuck was on my plate?
I'm wondering what vegans eat on Thanksgiving.
First of all, the titles, I ain't even really just no title.
Not in the
like
titles,
that, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to box a real nigga in.
Hey,
like
man,
that.
We don't want to hear this shit.
We're not going to box a real nigga in.
Now we must have had some chicken last week or some
shit. Hell no.
Now this nigga don't got titles.
Hell no.
First, you with a husky vegan. Now, hey, we don't do titles here.
We don't do that. We don't box ourselves.
You had chicken
in
last week. You ate a steak?
Never.
Clearly.
Now, what we going to do, man? We've got 5 things that we're thankful for this year in hip hop.
Yep.
We've got a person.
Okay.
An event.
Okay.
An album.
Right.
A trend.
Yep.
And a hope. Something that shined a little bit this year, but we hope to see carry on the next year. Mm. So you've got your 5. I've got my 5. You want to start off with a person?
Yes. Person that I'm thankful for in hip hop or the culture this year is number 1, P from QC.
I thought you were supposed to say Master P. What the fuck?
Absolutely not. P from QC, Quality Control. I feel like the CEO needed to be brought back in hip hop. I've said that on this show before, and I feel like that he's embodying what we would see from a Dame Dash, a Puff Daddy, something like that here recently. You see him a lot. He's fresh everywhere. Courtside, albums coming out. The biggest stars, Lil Baby, Cardi B, the Migos, together and individually. Yachty, all of these people are signed to Quality Control Music, and they do it in such a way where it don't look cheap. It ain't looking like they sold out to be dropping these albums so consistently. They stick to their brand. P got a brand that he sticks to. I follow him on IG. It's like always up to par. Everything that they do is quality.
I can respect
the name,
that.
Quality Control. So P is my, I'm thankful for showing that lane to at least, especially to the younger kids, because they didn't see Puff in their prime and they didn't see Dame in his prime and,
right.
And the all the other CEOs in
Russell,
which we had
P.
Russ, all of these people that we were able to see in the golden eras of hip hop. So I'm glad that P's able to do it, and I hope that we see more of the CEO out there in the forefront that's cool and able to do stuff to push the forward culture.
Yeah. Push the culture forward.
Dyslexic today.
Yeah, they have a nice, very well-oiled machine going on at QC, and I can't do nothing but respect it.
Shout out Coach K, too.
Absolutely. My person that I'm thankful for this year is Pusha T. You went up against Goliath, got a little bit of a strike, all right? And then you pushed my boy Drake to drop that fire ass album. Thank you, Pusha T. I appreciate that. You thought you was doing something, okay? You dropped an album, motherfuckers forgot about it 2 weeks after it dropped. You tried to go at the Don, the Scorpion. God damn it, okay? Nigga, we sick of these. Nah, I fuck with Pusha T though. But look, real talk though, I like that he challenged Drake, who was or is the biggest artist at the time. A lot of people were scared to do that after what he did to Meek Mill 2 years ago. Pusha T went at a very creative angle with it. came out with one of the best diss songs in a few years, and I have to give him props for that. Now, no one heard anything from him since, and Drake has went on to be very successful, have a successful tour, have several hits, be featured on more hits, live in Billboard top 10, and all of that good shit. So Drake has continued to win. Push D has fell off since. But I'm thankful that he brought that out of the Six God. And I appreciate that, man, because without him, Scorpion wouldn't have been banging like how it was. Thank you, Pusha T.
Scorpion would have been banging. You know what I hate about that? I hate about that. That my next one, and our next one is an event.
Okay.
And we didn't compare notes on this at all. Will you let the people know that?
Yeah, we didn't. I have no idea what the hell you're finna say.
So my event is Pusha T slaughtering Drake this year.
God.
And people are going to think that we planned this, and they're going to think that I'm just responding to what you just said. But I had it right here on my laptop. You want to take a look?
Nope.
Pusha T slaughters Drake.
I don't see
Made
that.
Made Aubrey sit the fuck down.
Wow.
Come here. Get what is it, the DC Young Fly? Bring that ass here, boy.
I don't know.
Took it to Drake. Then didn't back down when Drake tried to go on LeBron and play the sympathy card. And, man, Kanye West, he lied to me and he manipulated me, and I didn't know what to do. No, nigga, 40 was out here running his mouth. You didn't want to know, you say nothing about that. I love the fact that Pusha T didn't back down and he had everything set up, because we seen Meek Mill fold under pressure when he didn't have everything set up and have all of his ducks in a row when he's trying to take on this Goliath.
This is true.
That is Drake. Oh, you want to make phone calls and put $100,000 out there for the information? I already done talked to them. They know what's going to happen when they spill the beans. So you don't got anywhere to go with this shit. I love how Pusha T kept it all. People want to say he got beyond hip hop, but that's what it was. He just gave that nigga bars. People want to get offended, take it other places, and say it can spill over into this when they don't have bars to come back. You just got barred. Take them bars and go out of here, Aubrey. So that was my favorite event of the year. Pusha T barring up Drake. And no, we didn't plan that.
No, hell nah. Because my favorite event is actually the aforementioned Meek Mill getting released out of jail. The free Meek Mill movement is the biggest free anybody that we've seen in hip hop.
That's not true.
It overtook Free Pimp C a while ago.
Oh my God.
It worked so well that it actually worked and got him out of jail and into the private jet and straight to courtside at the Philadelphia 76ers playoff game.
Yeah.
That's how well that movement worked. Jay-Z was screaming it. Beyonce was screaming it. I love seeing Meek's transition from getting out on, he was in jail on some bullshit, if we want to just be 100% honest with ourselves. He gets out. He's been leveling up ever since. I like the music that he's putting out. I like the message that he's peddling right now. He's getting into places where he normally may not have been. You see him in the press box with the owner of the Patriots. You see him kicking it with the owner of the Sixers. He's getting in rooms to where he can make a little bit of a difference, and his voice is heard, and it's not so strange now, you know, because of how he looks or his swag or how he talks. So when you get to infiltrate those rooms, man, you get to apply your influence, and I think we all win at the end of the day. So I think that was my dope event that I'm thankful for. Also, Kevin Gates got free this year, and Kodak Black. So
shout out to them.
Absolutely.
Free those that deserve to be freed.
There you go. What's your album that you're thankful for?
Album that I'm Meek Mill was a big event, and I was definitely there for that. Just not like Pusha T slaughtering Drake. But
oh my God,
an album. An album that, you know, it may make my top 10 at the end of the year, may not, but I'm definitely appreciative of it and the whole adult rap. It's Fonte's album. No news is good news. I listened to that album. I'm a Fonte fan. I like Little Brother. I'm not the biggest Fonte fan. I can't recite bars or anything like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
I definitely respect him as a lyricist, and I listened to a couple of interviews leading up to this, and just his whole promo run, it wasn't that of a normal, like, I got an album out, I want y'all to go check out my album. It's like, I'm a grown ass man. I make grown ass man music. You can fuck with it. You ain't got to. I got other jobs that I get paid off of, and I'm good. I appreciate that. I appreciate he wasn't even really just trying to sell us anything, but he more so was like, hey, here's my perspective from a grown man point that I can rap, and I'm into this hip hop stuff. So if you like it, check it out. Yeah. I appreciated that. It was like a breath of fresh air to me. So that No News is good news. That was a great album. I can't think of the name. The Jeans song, the song with the name of Jeans in it.
Yeah, that was
hard. That was probably one of my favorite songs of the year. We played that here. So that album, I'm 100% thankful for this year. It shows that hip hop can grow up. It shows that I don't have to be out here trying to get a number one single. I ain't got to be out here catering just to one fan base. I'm out here just because I'm an adult and I can do this shit. And I like doing it. And if you want to hear it, check it out. I love that.
In 7 years from now, I'll give that album a listen.
7 years from now.
Yeah, and I'll let you know how.
When you grow up a little bit, you'll be able to listen to this grown man rap.
I'll let you know how I feel about it.
When you stop going to Lil Yachty shows.
Oh, my God.
What was the name? You stop trying to go do the Mo Bamba. Then you'll listen to this album.
An album that I'm thankful for is actually Five. They dropped late May.
Five?
Late May through June. The mastermind that is Kanye West sent out a tweet that shocked the world.
Jesus Christ.
He let people know that Pusha T album was coming, and then the following week his album was coming, and then the following week Kid Cudi and Kanye album was coming, and then the following week Nas was coming, and then Teyana Taylor was banned clean up. Yeah. That right there, those albums released are now starting to become underrated. I feel like I don't know where people's expectations were. I get it. Y'all are excited when he sent the tweets out. Mm. I was hype. Everybody here was hype. I get it. Oh. Now that you get seven tracks, you're like, oh, man, that's a bummer. Seven tracks. That's when you just starting to get into the album. No. Listen to them again. Run them back again. Matter of fact, do like I did. Make a playlist with all five of those albums and hit shuffle. Yeah. That makes it even better. Then you'll appreciate the genius that is Kanye and these five albums that he dropped. He brought excitement back to hip hop. It's the closest thing to P in 98, bro. So I'm
closest thing to P in 98?
Absolutely.
Man, get out of here, dude.
I am thankful for those five albums that came out consecutively. I was so hype. I wanted to see it in the fall. That was me being greedy. We didn't get that.
You and him on the same medication.
Not at all.
You need to talk to that man.
I'm thankful for that.
He needs to thank Pusha T for saving that run. Because if it weren't for Pusha T, that shit would have got glossed over.
I forgot his album came out.
Yeah, you thought you did. It was an event.
What's a trend that you saw this year that you were actually rocking with?
A trend that I'm actually rocking with are great albums coming out on a consistent basis. Like weekly, we had good artists, marquee artists, whether it was marketed and said it was going to come out or whether it was just out of the blue. But we had the Migos break off and do albums. We had Cardi, we had Nicki, we had Cole, like some of everybody. Drake dropped an album this year. Some of everybody dropped an album. The long-awaited Nipsey Hussle.
Yep.
I was a fan of good albums coming out consistently, people keeping their word, keeping their dates, and making sure this shit came out and we as fans were able to consume it. It was like a breath of fresh air. It was almost like 1998, but it wasn't.
I'm a fan, and I'm with you on the quality, but mine is going to be something different. I was a fan of the trend of quality live shows this year. I thought that people,
with the exception of that Wayne,
yeah, that blew it. People are stepping their live show game up right now. I feel like people understand that if you give good quality, then you'll reap the benefits in like merch and ticket sales, and people will come to your shows and they'll support. I thought that I saw what Drake did. Like I said, I almost went to the show, but being on Instagram, I feel like I was there anyway because everybody posted it.
You went to the Travis show though, right?
I went to the Travis Scott show was amazing. It's probably one of the better shows I've seen. He pulled out all the stops, had two stages, had a roller coaster, had a Ferris wheel. He let fans come on stage and stage dive. The energy was on 10 the entire time. It was dope. He let a fan ride the roller coaster while he was rapping. I know that made their life. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a lot of kids, a lot of teenagers in there. I stayed my ass in the 200 sections, far away from standing room only.
Trying to fall this time.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that shit. But the energy was ridiculous. The graphics, the colors, you could tell he dropped a bag on that show. So, and I can respect that, and that's why the merch lines were as long as they were. That's why people didn't give a shit that a t-shirt was 60. They didn't give a shit that a hoodie was 90. And they care about that shit. They didn't care that the jacket was 200. They copping because you're going to get your money's worth. You're going to walk away thinking that you got over paying $50 for a ticket. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to, I just paid $50 for a ticket and got some bullshit.
Right.
So people stepping they show game up. Man, that Drake show looked lit. I've heard all good reviews. Jay-Z and Beyonce show was crazy this year.
It was.
So it was just really dope leveling up of shows. Quality shit. I was appreciative of that trend.
First of all, it's the Beyonce and Jay-Z show.
It's the Jay-Z.
Please get that right.
Well, no, yeah, you're right. That's her shit. Okay, I was going to try to save my boy, but now you're right.
Ain't nothing. Holla at me, Hope.
Finally, man, what's a hope?
A hope, a trend, something that happened this year that I hope leads to better. Consequences.
Mm.
Consequences came knocking at the door this year quicker than they usually come, and I'm referencing 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
I'm referencing Rest in Peace, Triple X.
Yeah.
Rest in Peace, Lil Peep. Rest in Peace, Mac Miller.
Yep.
Not to say anything bad about them post-mortem, but I do hope that fans of theirs and people also fans of this culture start to realize how quickly the consequences from your actions can come for you. And I don't think that any of these guys, nor anyone that, I mean, when the time comes for them, knows or is expecting it. But I think that we were able to see, especially this year, people like Triple X, people like 6ix9ine now with his situation, we were able to see it full circle so quickly.
Yeah.
It usually doesn't happen that fast. They usually get a couple years to redirect, or they usually are able to change course and go another way with it, and then gain fans and people are rooting for them, which happened post-mortem for Triple X, I feel like. And now with 6ix9ine, people are saying, oh man, I feel bad for him as a kid and this and that, when just a couple of months ago people were like, man, get this nigga out of here.
Right.
So I just hope that the young and up-and-coming rappers, people in this industry, understand the consequences of the actions in which they take to try to get popular and try to get famous.
I agree, man. And mine was similar, actually. I was hoping that the trolling would stop and the talent would prevail. Mm. You saw what happened to Smoke Perp when he trolled Russ. He got his ass whooped. We saw what happened with, we're watching now what happened with Tekashi, like you said. The trolling is not going to, people are learning a valuable lesson about trolling right now. It's a very short-lived way of getting on. Mm. And it's not sustainable. And I hope that people are peeping game and learning that that's not going to be the way to move in 2019. And that talent trumps all of that shit, because we have a zillion examples of talented people who are winning 5 and 6 times over again. Hustling and being talented is what gets you W's, not trolling. So I'm hoping that people are paying attention and they take that into 2019. For sure.
That notion.
Y'all let us know what y'all are thankful for this year in hip hop. There was a lot. I'm gonna be honest. This was a good year, in my opinion. Yeah.
Actually, you can go to the Rap Chat on Facebook, and we're gonna post the show notes, and we're gonna post the show. And in those comments, you know what you can do? You can put, "Hey, this is the person that I'm thankful for. This is the event. Mm-hmm. This is the album. This is the trend, and this is a hope." Also, the same thing on Facebook, and reply to us on Twitter with your feedback, so you can be involved in the show and possibly went on Decker of the Week.
I like that, man. So let's go to song break number 2. Tory Lanez is back. Did you see him and Joyner Lucas kind of going, getting at it on Instagram?
I seen one of them say he wasn't as nice as him.
Yeah,
Joyner Lucas said that he wasn't as nice as him.
It was some bar smoke. You know what I'm saying? And
how you beef with Tory Lanez?
Tory Lanez came back on that Lucky You though, that the joint with Joyner and Eminem, and freestyled over that.
Is he talking about Joyner Lucas?
I'm finna play it right now. Let's see.
Well, let's hear it. Silly with those. I got a pocket rocket down a cock and chop and pop a nigga that really imposed. Niggas is with me as villains and hoodies that lost all they good and they feelings on roll. It's so appealing to feeling to killing a nigga that pose. Get Millie Vanilli with those. Turn a beef plate to a cheesesteak. Bitch, I be really in Philly with those. Neck rocky as a blizzard. The nigga flex gotten big and my wrist is so chilly and froze. Really, I'm colder than ever. My niggas going for whatever. Niggas gripped up, fifth tucked in the snowstorm of the weather. Sandstorm of the desert. Hands drawn on the desi. Leave his whole body bloody like shorty done putting a tampon on the ready. Shooting with a Vietnam cannon out the Peter arm on the left. See the charm on already. We go to jail, this shit'll be fine. We'll meet up with friends, cause all of our man's gone already. Nigga, I'ma do 3 in a week. I got a G to receive. He did a double, I'll stitching his dad and eventually be in the seat. I got my D in a freak, I got a B in repeat. She wanna eat every morning, I treat it like porridge and gave her the creamy, the weed, and I rock it like P and a B. Home convalescence, Louis Gucci on the pocket, they even a D and a G. Cause the way the money piling, I'll be wild until a nigga make about a B in a week. Fuck niggas hating on me, but I'm Gary Payton, always on the team with the green and the money counter. Come when I'm accounting, there be money coming in and coming out of paper, cut the money, dummy niggas. I've been thumbing out of trying not to run about it in a fist fight with a knife. Nigga brought a gun about it. Don't you run about it, little nigga. Hit him with a mini mag. Is he really that bad that I gotta hit him with a bigger gap? Man,
spot that he said to be at, but where's he at? Like, really, nigga, is you really telling me that? Like, I ain't prepared to hit him with a felony act. Like, what you thought? I would never react. Have a nigga looking like he trying to fight his Smash Bros. When a nigga put a whole shell in his back. Fuck niggas yelling in the back. Niggas get high, start hating on the real niggas like a nigga smoking on a jealousy pack. Look, little nigga, I got the remedy. I got the shooters with hidden identities. Fuck are you sending me? I got the stack on me long as a ruler and centipede. I got the Genevieve. I got the energy. I got the money, the power, the enemies. I go to business. I'm asking these niggas for 60% of the entity. No one defending me. Niggas is talking, but no one offended me. Niggas know what the result of the enemy. Niggas won't know how to find what they meant to be. I'm a weird different nigga on Hennessy. I got the recipe. None of y'all niggas sit next to me. Go where your head and your chest will be. I suggest you niggas never go testing me. I suggest you niggas never go testing me, nigga.
Ooh. All right, round one. I'm Tory Lanez right there.
I don't think nobody want that Tory Lanez smoke on that one, do they?
He was rapping his ass off on that, though. I'm not even going to lie. Shit.
That is a fact.
I'm trying to think if Jordan Lucas can. Jordan Lucas, he can rap too, though.
Don't do Jordan Lucas like it. I was going to say, he got the
ball. Yeah, he can rap too.
Was that video this year with the white dude and the black dude with the Make America Great Again hat? Or was it last year?
Man, I think that was this year. Yeah, that was this year. Huh. I think. I don't know. So many videos, so many everything this year. I don't know if that was 2018 or 2016. shit. Let us know what y'all think, man. Tory Lanez, is he snapping? Is he underrated? Did you know he could get down like that? Cause he was spitting. Let us know what you think, man. Now let's go. Question of the week.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg got his Walk of Fame, star in Hollywood. He was so excited, he crip walked on the star.
Let's go, Snoop. Don't disrespect this cripping. Don't disrespect this cripping.
So,
get you to Hollywood.
Shout out to Snoop. That was definitely a big accomplishment. Now, other rappers have stars. Diddy, Queen Latifah, LL, Pharrell, Pitbull. Okay, that's
what?
Yeah, Pitbull got one.
Pitbull a legend out here, boy.
He don't need no star, though.
What?
What rapper needs a star that doesn't have one? Other than, I can't believe they got Trey Pitbull starring for somebody else.
Trip, he can't be on there for a rapper though. He's like,
how you get one before Snoop? That's all I want to know.
Or Jay-Z?
Come like, on, man.
That's the layup.
That's the layup.
Yeah, I think that if I was gonna give anybody a star, it'd be Jay.
I think Ice Cube just got one too.
Yeah, I seen Ice Cube get his last year.
He deserved that one.
Yeah, Jay.
Jay.
Puff got a star already.
Puff got one.
He got one already.
Yeah, Drake need one.
Okay, most likely to end up with the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame that's a rapper not named Aubrey. Go.
Oh, Kendrick.
For what? Just rapper?
Yeah, he got a Pulitzer Prize, for God's sakes.
He definitely does. Good point.
Yeah, like, nah, he need that. Yeah. Okay. And he was on Power that one episode.
Oh, I ain't even seen nothing about that.
They said he did good. I don't know. I'll take everybody's word for it.
Nothing about that.
But yeah, now that's dope though. Shout out to Snoop, Uncle Snoop, the most recognizable rapper of all time.
Man, listen.
What?
I was listening to Van's Red Pill podcast. Shout out to Van.
Now, you listen to every episode of that.
I'm your favorite podcaster's favorite podcast. I listen to podcasts. Oh. Now, with that being said, Maul from the Joe Budden podcast is on there.
You listen to that every fucking week too.
Y'all need to say it again? Shit. Do you got it now? Do you get it now? All right, so with that being said, Maul said the most outrageous thing. I think I want to hear what you think about that. This nigga said that Cameron was the East Coast version of Snoop.
In what way, though? Now, that makes sense.
How?
You're charismatic.
No, like Snoop is
a veteran.
Much big. Like, he was saying that I think that Cam is as big or as influential as Snoop, and I just don't see that.
That's possible, too.
No, y'all are fucking sick.
That's very possible.
That's not.
I might actually listen to that now.
That was a good episode. I mean, Van is good, though. Van got into their beef with Brilliant Idiots and all of that shit. Van real good.
Yeah, that's a fair point, though. Snoop is the most famous, recognizable rapper ever, though. And that's about to get lapped by Drake.
Cameron ain't even in that stratosphere. Drake is not a rapper. He sings as well, so that's a cheat code.
Cameron is definitely not in that stratosphere, though.
Right.
On Decker of the Week, shout out to QC on...
Quality Control?
No. I don't know, maybe. Shout out to QC on iTunes. Got our 90th comment. Mm-hmm. It's titled, Y'all Killing This Podcast Thing.
Somebody gave us 3 stars. What a hater.
QC didn't. They threw us 5 of them things. They said, I love this podcast. Y'all are hilarious and an inspiration in the podcast game. Easily one of my favorite podcasts ever.
Sure.
Good to hear more independent black voices, make content. Also good to hear and learn and be inspired from the Southern perspective. The South got something to say.
The South does have something to say, QC. We appreciate that. And you, my dear, are on Decker of the Week.
Yeah, man. We definitely appreciate the comment. Do your thing, man. I'm presuming that they may have some podcast aspirations if they're not already cooking up. Do your thing, man. Pick a lane. Surf that shit.
Yep.
New music out. Jaden Smith. The Sunset Tapes.
Who?
Don't do Will Smith Jr. like that.
You talking about your boyfriend.
Jaden Smith be shaking it.
Why do I keep hearing that him and Tyler the Creator boyfriends?
Because he said it at that.
He said it twice.
Oh, I didn't know he said it twice, though. He said it at that, what's name? But, oh, yeah, that's another dope concert. That festival, Camp Flog, or whatever the fuck it's called. Kissy Ghost had a dope set where it was in the air or whatever. That shit was lit.
Well, Kanye West looked like he didn't want to be there.
Yeah, that like one right there.
He just got out of a mental institution.
But Jaden Smith, Sunset Tapes. We got some new music this week. It's Thanksgiving. You know everybody going to try to drop. Boosie Badass, Boosie Blues Cafe.
Yes, let's go. Turn up.
He finna have.
Turn up to the Boosie Blues on the holidays.
He about to have one stream, and it's going to come from you.
I'll be it. I will be it. Because I'm definitely turning out at 12 o'clock.
Fuck out listening to that. Diplomats are. I don't know if this is still going to drop.
Did you else get his teeth fixed?
Did
we talk about that?
Damn. Yeah, 50 went in on Jewel's. Diplomats, Diplomatic Ties is supposed to come out this week. I don't know if it's still going to drop, though. Allegedly, it is. Tekashi 6ix9ine, Dummy Boy, that's dropping on Friday the 23rd.
A whole lot of pub around that now.
Yeah. J.I.D. DiCaprio 2 comes out the 26th.
And The Best for Last. You're going to skip right over that, J.I.D.
Yeah, I just said it.
You didn't say nothing about it. The GOAT.
Oh, yeah. Tupac, 1998, comes out on Saturday.
Yeah, new Tupac.
I don't know what this is.
New Tupac, folks.
I don't know if this is a song.
All Mike Will beats.
I don't know if it's an album.
Featuring Lil Baby.
I don't know if it's a mixtape. I don't know if it's a book.
It's just called 1998?
It's just called 1998.
If it was a podcast?
I'd be hot because they just bit our
shit. I'm going to be hot at Pac. We ride.
Yeah, I'm hot at Pac. If he drop a podcast called 1998... After the episode we just did, I'm hot at Pac forever.
It's gonna be a Phoenix with it. Oh, she did too.
That one, come on, man, put some respect, jeez, man.
You remember when we went to go see her at Vanderbilt and walked out? Huh? Was she with me?
No.
You don't remember, man? I forgot. It was me, I think Larry Carter. It might have been J Ho.
Okay.
And Quinn. Man, she started talking about. She wasn't talking about Tupac. Let's put it that way. We got out of there. I'm talking about like 4 minutes in, like obvious, sitting in the middle. Got up, walked out. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Oh, I think I was there for that. Yeah, I was there for that. Yeah. I remember that.
You try to cop out.
But yeah, I'm interested to see what this Pac is. That's gonna be interesting. What other than listening to Tekashi 6ix9ine, Dummy Boy, do you have on deck for the weekend?
I'm just getting down with that Boosie Blues album, man. Now, what say? Today is. Whatever, Thanksgiving holidays, fam gonna come holler at me for my birthday this weekend. So just chill out, chillax. What you got up?
Yeah, I'll be in the city. I'm headed home, man. Mom dude's cooking Thanksgiving at her house this year.
Oh,
it's lit.
It's Clara getting it down.
I can't wait.
See you.
About to fuck up all of the food except the turkey and except the ham. Everything else is getting fucked up though.
Everything else is getting fucked.
Don't put no turkey in the dressing though.
Nobody puts turkey in the dressing.
What? They don't?
No.
I thought people did that.
White people.
Well, I don't eat meat, so I don't know. Y'all let us know, man, what y'all got on deck for Thanksgiving and what this year, of course, y'all were thankful for. We are thankful for these comments. We appreciate that, QC, and the 89 others who have commented. We need 10 more. Let's get to 100 before 2019.
Yes, man, we definitely appreciate y'all. Like he said, we're thankful that you guys tune in on a weekly basis and rock with us. We greatly appreciate that. So be safe out there for the holidays. Hopefully you guys get to do everything that you want to do and enjoy your family. And also DM me for the shipping address for my birthday gifts. Wherever you need to send those, however you want to send those off.
Slide in them DMs, y'all.
Yeah, and I'll make sure that you get that address so you can send me my birthday gifts. I appreciate it greatly.
On that note, we out.
Yeah.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.